Hello and welcome to the Thursday, December 4th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, just as I started getting set up for the recording here, looks like Apple dropped an update for Safari. At this point, I only see a Safari update, nothing else. So no update for OS X or such. But then again, that may show up later. There are a total of 11 vulnerabilities that are being fixed by this update. Some of them can lead to arbitrary code execution. One is sort of interesting. It's a UI spoofing vulnerability where you can sort of display the wrong URL in the URL bar. And I believe I've seen an exploit for that yesterday or Monday. Have to check again and see if I can find that exploit. I wouldn't call this super urgent, but it's important enough that you probably should take the time and apply it as the pop-up shows up on your system. And one of the more tricky web application vulnerabilities is cross-site request forging. Cross-site request forging means that an attacker can trick your browser into sending a request to a website that then leads to an authenticated action. In order to pull off the attacker has to know exactly what request to send, including all parameters, short of the session cookie, because the session cookie is sent automatically by your browser. Now, one common countermeasure against cross-site request forging is to add a secret token to the request. Now, this token isn't exactly secret, it just is not predictable by the attacker. PayPal has implemented tokens like this for quite a while and apparently has done quite a bit of work to make them look pretty good. They're changing on each request, and so they're appearing to be very hard to guess. However, as someone found out now, they're actually derived from the user's username and email address, which is something an attacker can guess, and then an attacker can come up with a valid cross-site request forging token, which of course means that this does not work to protect the PayPal website. This has been fixed now, it has been reported responsibly, and has been awarded with PayPal's bug bounty. Let's stick with web applications for a moment here. F5 load balancers. Load balancers are typically used, well, as the name implies, to balance the load among different backend servers. The tricky part here is that you usually try to get some kind of persistence between a particular front-end user and a back-end web server. F5, among other methods, uses cookies to accomplish that. So the F5 load balancer will insert a cookie that essentially indicates which backend server this particular session belongs to. The cookie is normally pretty easy to decode. It's just the IP address and the port of that backend web server, which of course is already a little bit information leakage right there. Now, you can encrypt them in order to hide that information, but this doesn't prevent an attacker from reusing the same cookie and also enumerating different cookies that may be offered by a load balancer, and with that targeting a particular backend web server for example, a denial of service attack. Now, this isn't all terribly new or groundbreaking, but I really like the write-up they did here, where they sort of explained how to decode the cookies, for example, to arrive at the IP address and port number. Also, what the different configuration options are, for example, to enable encryption. And Google apparently is re-ramping its CAPTCHA implementation that can be included in everybody's website if you wish to do so. The goal of this re-implementation of CAPTCHA is to rely less on recognizing images, but to use more simpler tests that are still hard to solve for a machine, and to also include other parameters that may be submitted by the user, for example, browser characteristics, timing, and the like, in order to better discriminate against automated bots. So in the end, this re-implementation is hopefully easier to solve for humans and more difficult to solve for bots, which sort of comes just at the back end of another paper that I think I talked about a couple of months ago, where Google published that essentially they found out that if you just use image recognition, that the bots are actually better than humans. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.